be going back after lunch today. You pray for them. Hope to get them back and preach for us. And I appreciate this young man of God. And just follow the Lord on what the Lord puts on him. I want to make an announcement or two before he preaches. And we'll have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Brother Logan Buchanan will be with us in meeting tonight. And then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So that's the next meeting. On Wednesday night, we'll not have service. We'll have men's prayer meeting. So if any men can pray on Wednesday, we're going to meet to pray. We won't have a regular service, but we'll have prayer meeting, men prayer meeting on Wednesday night. And so I want to tell you that right now. But this brother's coming. You give attention to whatever God's put on his heart. I appreciate this young man of God, and I appreciate the Lord helping him. Amen. You pray God help him this morning.
We don't know what we're going to say. We ain't got a clue. But I was sitting there while the brother was praying. I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to mind the Lord. I'm just going to take my time. And I'm going to fill this thing out. We might go home here in just a minute. But I thought about, in the word of the Lord, it said the knowledge, the light of the knowledge of the glory, shines in the face of Jesus Christ. And it shines on the face of me and you. That's what the Word says. And I'm glad that, thank God, there's a light coming from the throne room of the Lord. Now you just bear with us just for a minute. We've been, our stomachs turned over in knots, scared to death to even be standing behind this sacred desk. This is a holy thing this morning. I mean, this is absolutely, this ain't no place to play. I'm telling you, this is serious business. I mean, there's souls are hanging in the balance. I'm surely the least among the brethren this morning. I know I'm about the youngest preacher in the building. And there's not a lot that I do know, but I do know that if there's anything going to be made, it will have to be made through the Spirit and the power of God. That's right. It will have to have an anointing of the Spirit of the Lord. And so I can't do anything without the Lord. You pray for us for just a little bit. I know that we can't absolutely. We're going to. I don't know what else to say other than it's through the Spirit of the Lord. I thought about, and I'm just going to preach like I do back at home. And I remember growing up in a little place, in the place that I was raised, and it would be cold outside, and the neighbors had a wood stove in their house, had a fireplace in their house. I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but I remember going outside, and I don't know if you've ever been outside and it's cold and you stub your finger. That's the awfulest thing ever was, seemed like. I mean, it just hurts so bad when it's cold. Seemed like the more, if you cut yourself, it's just so much worse, seemed like. But I remember going outside and playing when I was a kid. And I remember looking up over into the neighbor's house, and I seen the smoke coming out of the chimney of that old house. And I remember thinking, oh, how wonderful that would be to be right up underneath where that smoke was coming from. And now you pray for us for just a little bit. I'm going to mind the Lord. I can't outdo anybody that stood behind this Ralston this morning. I mean, we've heard the gospel. I mean, we sure have. And I want you to know there ain't a thing I can do with it. But I want you to know, boy, I'm telling you, Him, He set the church as a city upon a hill that's light cannot be hid. That's right. And I'm telling you today, I don't know, I'm just going to mind the Lord. Amen. But I thought about as a little boy sitting there looking at all of that smoke billowing out of the top of that house, of the neighbor's house. And I know for a fact that, oh, if I would have, I knew the neighbors, I knew how kind that they was. and how much that my families got along. I knew, and I knew there was love between our family. I knew for a fact if I'd have went over, and I ain't never seen this before, but if I'd have went over to their house and knocked on the door and said, I'm the Heatherly boy across the street over. They knew who my family was. I'm going to tell you today, thank God that, amen, the world knows who we are. Amen, that's right. And I'm telling you something else, that we know who the world is. Amen. It don't matter who they are. You can say, well, I'm just going to mind the Lord. I'm going to feel after the Lord today. But I know you can try to put on a front. You can try to put on a face. But I'm telling you what, when the power of God shows up, it'll tell where you're living at. Amen, that's right. I know today, this man that got up and preached a little while ago, that was my dad. There's traits about that man that you can look at. You can see maybe that I belong to that man. That's right. Oh, hell. Maybe I'm not a big man like he is. Amen. I'm about his size. I'm in stature. That's right. I get it. You ever heard the term? I come by it honest. Amen. You know where that came from? Because we had to get it down through the gene pool somewhere. You just bear with us just for a minute. So if I'd have went to the neighbor's house, I'm told them what I came after. If they had any God about them at all, had any morals about them at all, they'd see how cold it was. I'm outside and see the breath coming out of my mouth. You know how it does. A condensation, I guess it is. You know if they're as good at all, if they cared about anybody at all, they'd open the door. They'd have said, yes, sir. Just come on in. They'd have probably even pulled over a chair in the front of the fire. They'd have probably set us down. Amen. And begin to let us warm our hands and feet. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. Whether you know it, I don't know how you believe about it over here, but I'm telling you what, the fireplace, the altar of God, amen, better have a fire in it. Amen. You know what? Amen. Every house, I ain't never seen a house that had a fireplace in it that didn't have a chimney. Amen. That's right. The only one that I've ever seen oppressed and they didn't have a chimney in it. You go to Sam's Club, go to Walmart, and they sell an old fake a fireplace. That's right. It's got an old fake fire. Oh Lord, I got an old fake fire in it with fake logs made out of plastic. Amen. You plug it in to a wall. Amen. That's right. Amen. I moved out of mom and daddy's house. I bought my own place. I've got a wood stove in my little house. Amen. Everybody makes fun of me. I'd just rather bust wood. Amen. I like the heat that old wood stove gives out. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you tonight. You know what I have to do to keep moisture in the air. It'll all work out, I promise. Amen. You know what I have to do. I'm not going to get a pot. I fill it up with water. I might take it to the old stove. I set it down on the top of that old stove. Amen. They're saying, Lord God, you hear me. There's things you've got to do in order to have heat and have it right. Amen. Oh, how. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm telling you today. Amen. When you get the right kind of fire, everybody else
around you will begin to see what you're burning. Amen. I hope this is right. I hope this is all right. Amen. I'm all how. Oh, there's only. I'm just going to preach like a Tennessee hillbilly. Amen. You know what? There's only a certain kind of wood that I like to burn. Amen. I like old oak and good hickory. And I'll start it out with some kindling from a wild cherry tree. Amen. Amen. That's right. You know why? I only like the certain thing. Amen. Because it'll burn a certain way. Amen. There's certain wood that'll burn real hot. Amen. And there's certain wood that just smolders. But you take a piece of hickory or a piece of oak and put it in the fire. It'll burn stronger, longer. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, and when. Amen. You hear me? And when you go to bed of a night, and when you're laying in the bed, amen, if you get the draft set just right, you won't have to work near as hard through the night. Amen. To get that wood to burn. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, everything has decency and order. What's it come from? The Spirit and the power of Almighty God. Amen. 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 I'm about done, I promise. I'm 25 years old and I ain't on no whole lot. Amen. Oh, but there's certain things that you've got to do. Did you know if the power goes out over at 108, a young school road in Rutledge, Tennessee? Amen. Amen. You know what? Amen. If it goes out, you know what I done told mom and daddy? I said, if a blizzard comes through this place, I said, you and daddy, amen, just come on up and we'll make pallets in the floor. Amen. Amen. I tell you something. I hope you get the gist of it. Amen. Thank God if you've got a form of heat. Amen. There's somebody. And when everything else fails. Amen. Amen. When the doctors can't do their job anymore. Amen. Amen. When everybody else. I give him Lord of mercy. When the seminary won't teach anything right. Amen. When the Baptist Association, amen, will tell you everything wrong. There's still a fire around the fireplace. Amen. That's right. Amen. Oh, how. And there's still a need for fire. Amen. 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 I guess if I had a text, amen, what are you burning? Amen. I'm going to tell you today, always substituted everything out. I can't preach no more what these preachers have preached. Amen. Oh, we're living in a cold, dark, wet, nasty sludge all over the place. Winter, the time today. Amen. But I'll declare, I know where the heat's at. Amen. He told Moses, he said, I'll meet you. I'm at the mercy seat. Amen. I'm telling you today, amen. It ain't just down at the church house. I'm on the altar. Amen. It's out there in the barn, out there in the hog lot, out behind that chicken coop. Amen. Amen. It's in that old D9 dozer in Knoxville, Tennessee. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's been a couple times being on an old rock pile with a D9 dozer. I don't even know how I worked it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you better have something to depend on. Amen. That's right. Amen. I promise I'm about to. Oh, the neighbor come up. He took a cold spell a couple of weeks ago. And the only thing I look forward to cold weather for, I'm a nut, I know. I like busting wood. I like working around in it. Amen. It makes me feel fulfilled somehow. Amen. Oh, it got down at about 40-something degrees one night. And I knew about it. I went out there. I took my axe. Amen. I done cut the wood up with a saw. Amen. I started getting the kindling ready. I took my axe. I started cutting that wood off. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. It's a whole lot different than going in the house and moving that little dial over. Amen. I'm going to tell you today, that's just what we've done. Amen. I hope this is all right. You might never want me back no more. That's what we've done. We've come into the house of God. I'm handing it off to this brother. I'm handing it off to that brother. I'm handing it off to the deacon board. I'm in the pastor. Amen. And we forgot to bring the axe. And we forgot to cut the wood. Amen. And there's ashes still smoldering in an old cold stove. Amen. I can't help it, fellas. Amen. I'm about 215 miles from where I live. Amen. Thank God. You might never see me again. But I want you to know I like a good fire. Amen. I'm all this time. I've got a neighbor that I bought the house from. I don't know what I was burning. I guess it's old rotten. A wild cherry wood. And he come up to the house. You hear me and hear me good. He come up to the house the other day. And I was burning that stuff. He come up to the house. He knocked on the door. He's downwind from my house. He said, what in the world are you burning in that stove? He said, it smells awful. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God we got people downwind of where we're living. Amen. Amen. but I want you to know, amen, and we better make sure what we're burning smells good. Amen. Lord, I can't get off of this. Amen. I don't know if it's like this around here. Amen. You know these barbecue joints? Amen. It's got a big tank looking thing sitting out in the parking lot. You know what I'm talking about? You'll go down the road, and about 5 miles before you get there, you already smell it. You know why they do that? You know what they're burning? Yeah. Most of the time it's hickory wood. Amen. You know what they do it for? It's to get you hungry. Amen. You know what they're hoping? That you'll get down there in the median somewhere and turn it around and head back. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. It's a church's job to make somebody turn around. Amen. I can't help it, folks. Amen. Amen. I'm a Tennessee hillbilly. Barely know how to read. Cheated all the way through high school. Amen. But there's one thing that I know for sure. Amen. That's the only way you'll ever see any result. Amen. Amen. To build a fire. Oh, listen. Oh, Daddy. Here we go. This is where I'm got my thought. Daddy, we've got the wood. And we got the fire. And we got the fuel and everything that we need. But where's the sacrifice? Oh, son, God will provide himself. A couple of thousand years later, there was an angel that came from the portals of heaven. Oh, said, Mary, you're going to bear and bring forth a son. Amen. And you shall call him Emmanuel, interpreted God with us. Amen. You know what Mary was doing? She's a cutting wood. Amen. I'm telling you today, well, there he went. Amen. Over in toward Bethlehem. I'll stop in just a minute. I'm about done. I don't want to tarry the church. I've been over in Bethlehem. No, there was some shepherds a couple of months later abiding in the field by night, abiding to their flock. They got to looking up and said, one poked the other one. You see that star up there? Yes, sir. You reckon we ought to follow it? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody said it last night. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say this. Where there's fire, there's smoke. Amen. It'll tell what you've got going on down at your house. Amen. Oh, I'm about done, I promise. I'm on the way to the church. Oh, why are you burning? Amen. Is it good? Amen. You got to take care of that stuff. Amen. Amen. You know what you can't do? Lord, I'm about done, I promise. I'm free as a billy goat, I can't help it. Amen. You know what you can't do? You can't let it get rained on. Amen. You know what I had to do? Amen. After I cut that wood up, I've got a little house, a little shed on my property. Amen. It's got an old piece of rubber draped over top of it. I back my old truck right up to it. I throw the top back on it. I started stacking that wood in there. You know why I did that? Because I knew the cold months was coming, and I didn't want no wet wood, because you can't get it lit. Amen. You'll have to take care of what you're burning. Amen. Amen. I'm about done, I promise. Amen. The moral of the story is, amen, you want a good fire? Amen. Amen. Did you know I never was in the Boy Scouts? Amen. But did you know there's a way that you'll have to build a fire? Amen. Did you know that? Or you know why? If you don't build it that way, the air won't get under it like it needs to. Amen. Thank God you can't just live any way you want to. Amen. Amen. That's right. You can't just do whatever you want to anymore. Amen. If you want a good fire, you want to keep it burning. Amen. You have to take the ashes out when the old one gets done. Amen. That thing can't be cluttered out with a bunch of junk. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Oh, brother. Amen. And when you get a good fire, you better know how to keep it lit. Hey, man, I'm about done. Promise. If the power goes out over in Granger County, you know what I'm going to tell my family to do? Get in the truck and come over. There's fire here.
Amen.
Hey, man, instead of them not making it, I'm through the night. You're hearing me? Amen. You know why I do that? I love my family. I'm telling you, if it took cutting my arm off,
yes,
to keep my family alive. Amen. Amen. If it took it, I'd have to grind my teeth real hard. But I'd have to do it. You know what? It's a sacrifice. Amen. I'm all by the power of God. Somebody had some wood laying around, and God lit their fire, and I was outside of the house watching the smoke go up, wanting to know the warmth of the Lord, and I got tired of it. I got tired of smelling it. I got tired of wanting it. I went over to the door, I yanked it open, and went in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All because somebody had a fire. Amen. I'm telling you, in our churches all over our land and country can say they've got the real thing. But I'm telling you, I ain't never felt no warmth done it. And if you want to prove it to me, you'll have to have something that warms me up. You'll have to have something different than the world's got. I can't help it. I'm free. I can't help it. Amen. And when you get, amen, when you get a good fire, there's people wanting to come over. I live alone. I've never been married. I don't know. I've never been married. I'm not married. I live alone. And you know what? It's nice every now and then for one of my old buddies to pick up the phone. You got a fire in that stove? Yeah. I'm coming over. Amen. Thank God I'll declare where the fire's at, you won't be alone. Amen. The world might be in a war. Amen. I'm telling you, but if you'll keep the fire around the altar, amen, not just the altar, but how about around the living room at home?
That's right.
Out in the backer barn, out in the hay barn, amen, out in the woodshed, amen. Amen. Over in that bulldozer, in that dump truck I drive. Amen. I'm telling you, and when, amen, oh, that they might see our good works. Amen. That they might see our good works and glorify the Father. Hey, you don't get to heaven on good works, but when you get saved, you want to do them. I tried my best for 5 years to get out of what I'm doing this morning, and I wouldn't trade with nobody. Amen. Preston, I'll live it when it comes, but when it don't, I'll sit down. That's what a lot of them need to do, ain't it? They don't know how to build a fire, and they're still over blindly stacking wood and killing it out every time. Amen. They ain't even had their hand on an axe. Amen. There's some preparing to get a fire. Amen. When it's hot outside and winter's a long ways away, that's when you start cutting. Amen. I don't know if it's making any sense at all. It's amen. I know from experience it's pretty hard to think about all that heat you're going to sit in that rocking chair or that recliner while you're cutting July wood and sweat's just going off the end of your nose and you're just busting wood. It's pretty hard, but I tell you what, if you get past that, you'll be warm in the winter. Life may be good right now, and it might be a little hard to remember, amen, what God brought you from, but I'm telling you what, the war ain't over yet. Amen. We've still got a fire to build. Amen. With that being said, that's all I feel like I need to preach.